This is Dr. Schneer dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Barry Singletary. On 1/19/22, Mr. Singletary performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 3/3/21, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on James Falk. This goes to Dr. Benjamin Blank. On 1/19/22, Mr. Falk performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 90%. Period. After walking 226 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period, and paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Laura Rice. On 1/19/22, Mrs. Rice performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a study dated 6/15/21, there's been no significant change period in paragraph impression. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 1/19/22, Mrs. Willis performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%. Period. After walking 249 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%. Period. Of paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gail Lippincott. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 1/19/22, Mrs. Lippincott performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a moderate degree of airways obstruction, although optimal effort is questioned, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow, leaving the patient with a minimal restrictive lung disorder, period, compared to a study dated 7/14/21. There's been improvement in airflow, no significant change in forced vital capacity, period of paragraph impression, minimal restriction with poor effort prior to bronchodilators, showing no significant change, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wendell Watson. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 1/19/22, Mr. Watson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 6/1/21. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Teresa Loro. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 1/19/22, Mrs. Loro performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a study dated 9/8/21. There's been no significant change, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Richard Geiger, G-E-I-G-E-R. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 1/19/22, Mr. Geiger performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 399 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 91%, period. New paragraph impression. mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Audrey Hixon, H-I-X-O-N. This goes to Dr. Heather Merrow. On 1/19/22, Mrs. Hixon performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. Without improvement after bronchodilators, period, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a study dated 9/7/21, there's been no significant change, period, in a paragraph impression of severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. I'm sorry, a pre bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Walton. This goes to Dr. Holland. On 1/19/22, Mr. Walton performed a pre bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to any inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction, period. Compared to a study dated E2521, there's been no significant change, period, in a paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth McCain. This goes to the VA. On 1/19/22, Mr. McCain performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe degree of airflow impairment, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. No improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 9/21/21, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Thank you.